Hey, I'm Sean.
Hi, and I'm Shannon.
And we're the host of Wifey and Baby Mama. Happy Thursday, family. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yes.
Your favorite two hosts with the most of flying solo tonight. We know
yes.
You guys have been spoiled with guests, and I'm not going to lie. I was loving it, Shannon. Season three
Me
was
too.
The finish yet.
Me too. Yeah.
But next week, this season will come to an end. So tonight is our last official episode. So we decided to run it alone so we can give you you guys the soundest advice possible to ponder until next season. Now, of course, you know, in true wifey and baby mama style, we'll have a traditional so long episode next Thursday where we give you our farewell stats and updates and our plans for the break and some good old fashioned well wishes and love.
Yeah.
But we both agreed, that tonight's topic would be best to present for our grand finale, because we want to end this season like we did the last one, encouraging you all to go higher. And this topic help us arrive, to this secure, peaceful, loving place we are in life. So we fittingly call it Even Season.
Yes.
And for clarity, that's Even, E-V-E-N, Season. I need you all to catch that now, because until you enter that season in your life, you will not win. You see, we don't have a guest yet. I'll get to preaching, but go ahead, get step in now, because I get
no,
to going.
Go ahead, preach. Stay
no
on,
sense.
As my husband says,
stay on. No, we want you guys to really catch that, because until we're equally yoked, and like we said, it's not just in relationships. All jokes aside, you gotta, I gotta put the comedy in there. But I'm a little miswired, Shannon, when I don't have a guest to keep me calm. But seriously, we need you all to hear this. It's time out for getting more than what you're giving, and time out for giving more than you're receiving, on a constant basis in love,
right.
Marriage, family, friendship, even a career. Sure. Now, sometimes, Shannon, the scales are unintentionally imbalanced,
Right.
We say all the time. Yeah, we say that all the time. But some days you won't get what you put in, especially in a relationship, That's just the way the ball bounces on certain days or even years. So,
As we know, right. Things ebb and flow, just like a river, just like life. They ebb and flow. A good example for me, which when I lost my father, I wasn't good for 2 years for anybody, not even my husband, So he had to be the everything, he wasn't getting anything from me. I couldn't give him jack crap because I didn't want to live. I didn't want to be here. I didn't know how to function, so he had to step in and do it all. And thankfully he didn't walk away and say, wait a minute, this girl is so crazy. Because some nights I know he slept with one eye open because he didn't know what I was going to do. So, but overall, we are definitely even when it comes to, our give and take, He lost his sister. Yeah, he didn't suffer as much as I did with my dad, of course. But he would go through his periods and where he would lash out or, didn't want to talk and, and I had to be okay and try to make sure he was okay. So those things happen in life. Or, we haven't ran into this situation, but we know plenty of people who, one person is out of a job for a while and someone has to carry the whole load,
Well, that in my marriage just went both ways at one point. So, yeah. It's a real thing. And not even, Shannon, just death, mourning or life. I mean, our finances. Sometimes it's just life, right? So for instance, when I was writing my book, or starting a long trial at work, or it's my intake week, or even recently negotiating TV deals. Like my husband was left footing most of the financial costs for all of my projects in these last 2 years. And sometimes even the housework, Shannon, I can come home with good intentions. Like I'm going to cook dinner, I'm going to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon, I'm so wired from work and, intaking 30 freaking new cases and getting those put together for the week for trials, or, just writing a book and this chapter needs to be edited. it was a lot, right?
Right.
But yeah, the book, when I was going through the book phase, you know, thank God I was mostly not at this job. Matter of fact, the book was complete, but now I won't go from one phase to another, from writing to now taking on this new position that I have to learn and that I have to, you know, jump into and become great at. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And I would say I'm going to just do laundry. I'm going to do it Saturday because now the week has been too full. Saturday comes and Shannon, all I want to do is sleep. Because now I'm beat down from the week.
Right.
And I could tell tensions were rising between us, you know, because I was busy building a brand and I checked out a lot, you know.
Right.
But then let's flip that. Years ago, I was the breadwinner, you know, cooking, cleaning, working, taking care of our newborn, our son, who was totally unexpected to us. Dad wasn't prepared. So he had a brand new Hayabusa baby. That was his child. And he was out in these motorcycle streets living his best life, you know? So I had to look at him sideways, like, Negro, you realize you got a kid, a baby in here, you know, family, because he checked out on his responsibilities. So we both at some point were on different wavelengths, but it wasn't intended to hurt the other person. That just meant it was a conversation that needed to be had. And thankfully, before any of our stuff gets too bad or got too bad in the past, we were able to sit down and be like, hey, what's happening here? And we were able to refocus on each other and what we needed. And what we're saying here in this episode to you audience is, just don't let people make it a habit of shortchanging you, no matter who they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't, you know, people will show you who they are and you will show people who you are. And recognize it. And we talked, I think, season one about red flags and, you know, how people go around collecting red flags and putting them in their pocket instead of, you know, walking away. But I guess the danger in some of that is you'll have people on the outside looking in, pointing at stuff, saying, "Ooh, girl, I wouldn't put up with that." Or, "Ooh, man, what's she doing?" You know, so you have to be careful that it's something that you really can't put up with, or someone is trying to convince you on the outside that you can't put up with this. Because sometimes it's not that serious. It really isn't.
Absolutely. It's just like I said, Shannon, it's just a conversation. Sometimes it's just a conversation.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Because one thing I deal with my husband, because I'm not the talkative one in the relationship. He's the talker. He's the center of attention. He's the one that got to have the spotlight at all times. But every now and again, as you guys can hear sometimes on the show, I will want to talk. I'll get on a tangent or whatever. But it's not that often. But one thing I have to remind him, when it does happen every, you know, 6 months or 8 months or whatever, let me talk. Because what That's he right. tends to do is be like, oh, I'm moved on to the next conversation. I'm like, hold up. I'm not done saying what I'm saying. But he's so used to it being all him that he forgets to let me have a word.
I have a voice too.
Let me vent. Yeah. I said, have a voice. I listen to him vent. Right. Yeah. I can listen to him vent all day, every day. And that's what he does all day. He has to talk about what they did at his job, what they did. I rarely talk about things with him with my job, mainly because it's not that important to me unless it's something big. And, you know, Sean, I'll talk to you a lot, you know, when it comes to certain things.
And when it's a big thing, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But his is on a daily. So recently, the company I work for, they had several months of layoffs. And I thought I was going to be in the number simply because, you know, I'm not in a location where I can go to an office. So I work from home. So they were looking at a lot of the people that are remote or permanently remote. There's not an office within, I think the closest office is about 3 hours from my home. So I thought it would be me. And so every time the date would approach for these particular layoffs, I, you know, want to chat about it a little bit. And he would get to the point where, you know, just, you can't look to the mirror, just wait and see if it happens. I'm like, of course I got to wait to see if it's going to happen, but I just want to chat a little bit about it to say, what
I
do
just
you think?
Get or it start off my to chest. Plan.
So I can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but my thing is, I listen to you every single day. So if I want to vent about this, then I need you to listen.
Right.
I get it. But can I redirect or can I revert back to something you said about red flags? Totally off the subject of life. But do you remember when Portia from The Housewives first married her husband and I talked about it? Red flags are not for me. He had red flags, but girl, they divorcing. Did you hear it?
Oh, are they? No, I didn't hear that.
And no one has given a specific reason. I'm not there. I'm not in their life. I don't like to speculate or judge. I simply want to bring up one thing because when you said red flags, it just brought the conversation back to my mind. This video she put out. Oh, his red flags ain't for me. Let me tell you something. That could be so true, Shannon, because my husband had a lot of red flags too. I guess if you look at it naturally, it has to be the right person, the person God assigned for you. But let me tell you, again, I'm not judging because I'm going to tell you something. Portia is my girl. Love her like a play cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
But you took that man, honey, when he was married to somebody else.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. Yeah. And then you go and you say, well, his red flags aren't for me because I was just the one. He was with the wrong woman. Baby.
Right.
Let me tell you something. My mama taught me the same way you get them, most of the time, is the same way you lose them.
Yeah.
And if his red flags was flagging for the last wife, they're going to be flagging for you. You know.
Right.
But again, don't know the ins and outs of it. But yes, ma'am, I just want to bring that to your attention when you said red flags. Usually when they are flagged, they flag for a reason. And I guess from what I'm hearing in the news and social media is he was lying about his wealth. He had several last names. He just basically wasn't who he said he was. And I want to just revert to another old school saying. Usually when something is too good to be true, Shannon, it usually is. It usually is. So we have to wait and see how this thing turns out, Simon. God bless you. Right. I don't know. I'm not there. But I'm just telling you. The streets, you know, the streets is those are the street standards of why they're divorcing. But actual fact that she did file for divorce. Ain't that crazy?
Wow. That is crazy. Yeah. And I guess another part of that, too, is like you said, it was too good to be true. Because a lot of times when you're, you know, going into a relationship in the very beginning and, you know, people will disagree with this or they really don't see themselves. No one is really real. But you hear people say, oh, no, I'm real. I'm real. They always going to get the real me. That's what you think. But no,
that's right.
It really gets real when stuff goes to the left and you see how people react when things go to the left. If everything is all polite and everyone's, you know, being careful of each other's feelings and not stepping on toes and walking on eggshells and, you know, oh, I got to be careful what I say about this. No one has seen the real you or you haven't seen the real them. And then when stuff really goes off the rails, you're like, oh, they're crazy or they're calling you crazy. And then someone's out the door. And, you know, it's like, yes, you're going to have a honeymoon period when you first meet someone. Yes, it's going to be all rosy and, you know, everything's beautiful. But
yes, that job is going to be the best you ever had the first 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
the
first day.
This is
I love this job.
That church, that new church. The people so nice to me. And then you walk up on a meeting, honey, when the pastor say I'm going to eat pork, you walk in there and eating the whole pig. But
exactly.
You know, it's everything at what it seems all the time. What we're saying is not always what it seems.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of which, you make a good point when you bring up church. So I tried a different church probably about a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, I walked in that building and when I was like, oh, this is for me. This is just wonderful. I'm like, this is the best place I've ever been. And it is for some people, I'm sure. But after I sat there for about, it took probably a good 3 months, 4 months. And because the pastor had been away, well, he was there initially. Then he had went away to a trip in Costa Rica or somewhere in South America. And then he came back and he really was into, you know, some, I guess, what was given to him while he was away. And I don't want anyone to think badly of me, but he preached against reality TV shows and telling people in his congregation, if you're watching reality TV, you're committing a sin. He preached about against Disney World. If you take your kids to anything to do with Disney because of their LGBTQ, you know, stance or whatever, if you support them, you're committing a sin. You know, just stuff to me that I'm like, wait a minute. I've never been to Disney World. Not that that's here or there. But my thing is, I would never tell anybody not to go to Disney World. Where in the Bible? You know, because I'm very, very Bible based. And if you can't show it to me in the Word anywhere, and the reason
you can't forbid he said, or preach it,
exactly, it preach it. And the reason he said reality TV shows weren't, you were committing a sin watching those, is because you're judging those people. You're either laughing at them or you're looking at them, calling them stupid. You know, you're just sitting around judging. And he says then Christians shouldn't judge. And that's all you can do when you're watching reality TV.
Sir, it's TV. It's entertainment, sir. You're going to laugh or judge or cry when you watch any movie. Are you not? Oh yeah, baby. I hope you got there along. If you didn't,
yeah, I did.
Please be doing so.
I was like, no. I like y'all. I like everyone there. You guys are some cool folks, and you know, y'all can jump and clap and shout amen to all of this. But you know, it's just not for me. And not saying you're gonna like everything a pastor says, even the church
and
I go to
now.
There's certain things
about
he says.
Yeah.
That's,
I was just about to say, now you're not going to find a perfect church. Now, I'm happy we on that. But let me tell you something. The worst thing you can do is church hop. Because let me tell you something.
That's right.
Let me tell you what determines for me. If the word being served, baby, I don't care about nothing else going on, because I know how to go get my word and go right on home.
Oh, yeah.
But the word has to be being served now. Mm-hmm. We can't play with the word.
Right.
And like you said, what he's talking about ain't in the word. So I can't play with you. But I'm happy we brought that up, because we didn't even say, you know, in our initial, we talked about church, family, you know, home, career. Mm-hmm. We never mentioned that. Same thing with church. You know, people go, oh, I ain't going back to that church because they hurt me. Well, somebody get hurt and talked about their job every day. Are you switching
That's
jobs
right.
every week?
No. Nope.
Honey, go on and get your word and go on home. So, so please don't confuse what we're saying here, you know. And
right.
I just want to say something really quickly as far as us talking about even relationships. This just does not apply to one thing. For those of you who follow me on social media, you know, I recently started a program called The Great 48. You know, it focuses on redirecting and engaging youth, you know, that may be on the wrong path or hanging with the wrong crowd or just, you know, needing guidance in general. It's no particular criteria. We just address any need identified. But, you know, anyways, I was asked recently by someone who runs a similar program for young high school ladies, youth, to come and speak for Women History Month on love and relationships. And my final thought, you know, to them was, know your worth and add tags. And that's how we want everyone here listening to this podcast tonight to move from life from now on. I guarantee you, you'll feel so much better about yourself. And someone in the crowd goes, what does add tags mean? So in case you want to know what that means, you know, here you go. Add tags to me is whatever you think you're worth. God thinks that we're worth 10 times more. Okay.
Right.
He thinks 10 times more of us. And that's why what we walk in doesn't even need to be compared to our own standards. Because Shannon, sometimes we're hard on ourselves. Sometimes we judge ourselves
that's
too
true.
Harshly, you know?
That's true.
And that's what we need to walk in. God's vision of us, you know, what he thinks of us, not the watered down version the world or people even want to give you, you know, because people can't see your vision or understand your purpose. And sometimes we can't even see our vision or our purpose, but we just got to keep walking in we got to keep just walking in what my grandma said again, what thus says the Lord.
Yes. Thus says the Lord. Yes.
That's what we got to walk in, guys. So remember that, you know, it's our even season. You got anything else to add, Shannon, before we wrap it up here?
No, nothing else to add.
All right. Well, we'll wrap up with it. We'll make it short and sweet. Be sure to take our advice, guys, and require people to handle you like the king or queen you are. And like Shannon stated in our conversation, our discussion, don't let people decide who you are. Don't let people take, oh, girl, man, I wouldn't put up with that. Or I couldn't put up with that girl. Or your lady single friends tell you, oh, I believe my husband. They ain't got no man.
Yes.
You walk in your own truth. You walk in your own season. Walk around with the S on your chest. and not conceitedly, yes, but confidently. Mm-hmm. Your S right. can stand for saved. It can stand for solid. It can stand for sure. It can stand for sure no. It can stand for any of those words that you'd like it to stand for. But the key is to remember not to allow anyone else to define it for you.
That's right. Amen. Stay on, stay on.
All right, baby mama. This is the last time this season we're going to bring you guys the audience invite. So let's go. Yeah. All right. Our audience invite song title for last week was John Doe by Public Announcement. Shannon, do you remember that song? Please don't.
No.
Please don't make me take your, I'm going to have to take your South car. So you got to come out of the South and go back to South Dakota, baby. Because there's no way you need to be living in the South and not know Public Announcement.
Sing it a little bit.
Who is the guy that called you? I don't know. Who is the girl I saw you with? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know John Doe Public. Okay, oh now Shannon, you got to go listen to
what
that.
What year was this?
That. Oh, it was way back in the day, girl. I think I was in college, but that was my jam. Oh, that's the whole 90s? Point. We got to give you, we got to give you every genre of it. I tried to bring all flavors. I bought a little country, a little gospel. So, the whole point of this segment was to put some flavor in your ear, you know. And last week's title was Needy or Greedy. Now, y'all born and raised, you know, y'all city folks, y'all might not know it, but Shannon need to be ashamed of herself being in the South that long. But I'm going to give her a pass. But any of you other
well,
countries.
Well, no, it's not that even. It's in the 90s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. I was nothing but hip hop. I can name every
I forgot you was breakdancing.
Whatever.
My bad. I forgot you was breakdancing.
That's right.
So you know me.
Popping and locking.
I was then.
Locking. I wasn't into R&B. You couldn't play any R&B unless it was, you know, had a hip hop flavor like Mary J. Blige, you know, that type of stuff. But
oh no, baby. I was then, will always be, will probably die, baby, in love. I love me some love songs. So I was always heartbroken. And speaking of which, I got some exciting news about being brokenhearted. But we're gonna say that, Shannon. We're gonna say that. See, you was about to let me jump ahead of myself.
Say that for
but anyways,
next week.
I save it for next week. I love love. But anyways, all my peeps from the Tennessee line down to Florida. I bet y'all better know every line. That was my jam, baby. And it was some realness when I was in them streets, baby. If you don't know, I don't either. Find you somebody to play with. So that was, you don't know, I don't know. John Doe, y'all go check it out, okay? I thank God for grace. Y'all hear me? I thank God for grace. But anyway, I'm saved now. Yeah. That took me back a little bit to my grandma porch, you know, plotting on these ninjas. But, you know, if y'all want to know what that song about, had me in the headlock, go listen to it in its entirety after this episode. And if you're feeling that song or any of the tunes we dropped this season, this is your official invite for our last week to hit us up. Next week, if we have, if you get it, we'll announce it. Also, if you have a segment idea or a topic you want us to break down next season, you are officially invited to email us at wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. That's wifeyandbabymama@gmail.com. All right, baby mama, it's all you.
All right. On to the last segment of our night, the one we like to call The Fictional Family I Am Feeling. All right, the fictional family I'm feeling tonight comes from the sitcom The Neighborhood. We've talked about them before, and the family is the Butlers. Calvin and Tina Butler, played by Cedric the Entertainer and Tichina Arnold. So in this particular episode, Calvin, who is Cedric the Entertainer, he has sold his auto repair shop for whatever reason. So because he sold his shop, you know, he's now an unemployed house husband. And he's getting on Tina's nerves, his wife. So in this episode, she walks in and she says, you know, hey, hon. And he's like, you know, hola, mi amor, because he's watching so much TV. He's learning Spanish and, you know, all these things sitting around the house watching TV. And watching cooking shows, watching Lifetime, all this stuff. And so he says, hola, mi amor, guess what I'm cooking? And he says, paella. And for those who don't know, that's a Spanish dish full of seafood and, you know, crusty rice and stuff like that. And he says it's the authentic recipe. We learned it in Barcelona. And she says, well, you could say Barcelona like an American. He says, no, I want to say it like the Barcelonians. and then so she says, OK, well, you know, Calvin, you don't have to make paella every day. I still haven't finished the paella from my lunch paella. And he says, well, you must have had a busy day. Or she says to him, I'm sorry, you must have had a busy day. And he says, oh yeah, I have. But, speaking of getting busy, you know, we haven't done that since this morning. And she ignores him. Of course, she's so annoyed with him being in her space all the time. Now she, when she's home, so she's looking through the cabinets in the kitchen. She says, Calvin, where's my favorite mug? And he says, oh, I threw it out. Yeah, I was watching Jennifer Hudson's show this afternoon, and they did a feng shui episode, and the feng shui expert said that you should replace any chipped or broken things in your home. And Tina says, but my mug was not broken or chipped. He says, well, I broke it when I was trying to feng shui the kitchen. And oh, by the way, Magnum PI thinks we should get a reverse mortgage. What do you think? I don't know if you've all seen, it's not really Magnum PI. Yeah. Well, that's the character he played. What do you think we should do? And she
Tom
says,
Selleck.
Yeah, Tom Selleck. That's right.
Uh-huh.
And she says, Calvin, I know you've had a lot of time on your hands. I hate that you sold the shop, but you got to stop watching daytime TV. How about you just get out of the house, do something outside of the house? Anything. He says, babe, I'm doing things. I do a lot of stuff. You know, my schedule's full. He said, watch. So he says, Alexa, what's on my calendar for tomorrow? And Alexa says, you have a 3 p.m. haircut. And that's it. And he says, see there? I'm busy. And she says, wait a minute. Didn't you get a haircut yesterday? He said, yeah, but I'm a very hairy man. She's like, well, no, instead of just getting your haircut, go play golf. Go do something with the guys. And he says, no, I can't do that. All my friends work. They're all at work. I can't, you know, have nothing to do. He said, wait a minute. Are you trying to get rid of me? She says, no, 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 baby. I just think it's very healthy for a man. She said, I don't think it's very healthy or productive for a man just to stay at the house all day watching TV, or his wife might kill him. And he says to her, oh, I just watched a Lifetime movie about that. And you know what? The lady got away with it too. And she's like, oh, okay. As if she's plotting.
So, right, like, I'm thinking about it.
Right, right. So although he had been the breadwinner for many years being a shop owner, he's now sitting at home, and of course they end up working it out, of course, you know, because it is, you know, TV, but based on real life, I'm sure, as well, because in this situation, I'm sure the wife would not have killed him or let that marriage end. It just goes to show, as we talked about tonight, some things will be uneven at times, but overall,
absolutely,
it you know, must be in sync when you look at the grand scheme of things.
And it must not be intentional. Yeah, that's the key,
right,
to that scene. He was just right, bored because he sold his shop and had nothing to do. He wasn't saying, you know, I'm just going to sit at home and get on her nerves. But that still doesn't mean he wasn't getting on her nerves. So sometimes
he was getting on her nerves. Yeah.
It's just a conversation.
Great fictional
and
family.
And look
at,
he was making her paella every day. And I'm sure she didn't appreciate
that.
And he was doing his part.
Right,
a great
right,
fictional family to end our season. But again, remember, we'll be back with our farewell, but officially this is our last conversation that we will discuss a official title. We want to thank you all. In case you don't join us on the next week, we want to thank you all for this ride on season 3, and we hope you stay around for our farewell so you can hear all the up and coming things that we have going in. If you want to email us and share with us what you'll be doing on your spring break and summer break, hit us up at Wifey and Baby Mama. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. And once again, as I say every week, thanks to everyone around the globe. We love our international audience as well as our folks here in the Absolutely. States. We Absolutely. Look forward to sharing, you know, our thoughts and lives with you every week. So until next week.
Love you all. Bye. I'm